good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center. We were here last night, girls hoops. Tonight, it's the boys' turn. It's Piers and Holding Court on You Are There Sports. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here. The Huskers just left the floor. Pioneers still doing a few warm-ups out there. We're about 7 minutes away from the national anthem tonight. C-Squad and JV have won for Piers. These two teams played a three-point game in Holdingford on January the 10th, a 47-44 victory for the Pioneers. Pioneers didn't get anybody in double figures that night as Brandon Stuckmeyer and Peter Schomer scored 9 apiece. Jonah Prokot had 7. Remember, Ryan Stuckmeyer came off the bench, hit a couple of big threes, so Ryan had 6. Nick Shaw had 6 that night. Holding Ford had 2 players score in double figures. Tyson Patrick with 12. Tyler Hulls, 11. Jake Ethan had 9. Jacob Walters, 6. Hunter Welly, 4. Christian Willoughby with 2. Ron Mackla, the coach of the Huskers. Joe Call, coach of the Pioneers. Holding Ford, 1-14 on the season. They are 0-8 in the conference. Their only win was Game 3 at Upsala. Back on December 8th. For the Pioneers, they are at 500, a 9-9 overall record. They are a game under 500 within the conference at 4-5. Pioneers are coming off a loss, a high-scoring loss, 90-85 at Painesville on Friday night. Last time out, it was also Painesville as the opponent. Painesville beating Holdingford in Holdingford by 5, 57-52. Huskers have been playing well. They're just not getting the W's. They lost a 2-pointer at BBE, 60-58. They were right there. They lost a 1-pointer at Eden Valley Watkins 2 games after they played Piers. That was a 46-45 game, so don't shortchange or don't fall asleep on this Husker team tonight as the Pioneers and Huskers meet for the final time in the Central Minnesota Conference. Back with visits with both head coaches after this. Ron Mackla of Holdingford, Joe Call of Piers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Piers Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Joining me on tonight's pregame is Pioneer boys head coach Joe Call. And second look at Holdingford here tonight. Close one. A team that seems to have improved their game, although the wins don't reflect it. They're probably playing a lot better than they did early on.
Yeah, no doubt. We watched the film from last time, but I think both teams are playing better than where they were at when we first locked horns. But you just kind of look at what guys have done, over the years, and you try to figure out what their strengths are as individuals and try to take those away from them, and try to focus on yourself and what your team is doing well and try to continue to do those things.
If I go back to that Holdingford game in early January, it was little Ryan Stuckmeyer that had a major impact on that game.
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, that's right, Ryan was in there and knocked down some threes. He hasn't seen a whole lot of playing time since then, just because other guys are stepping up and doing a good job. Ryan's one of those guys that he's going to be a big help to us. I'd like to see him get in the weight room a little bit and put a little more muscle on, because he's a kid that can shoot the lights out. Just got to get a little stronger and a little more aggressive. But other guys, like I said, are stepping up and doing a good job, and hopefully we can continue to do that tonight.
What do you take from that first meeting against Holding Four that you saw that you'll have to defend well against tonight?
Yeah, rebounding. Rebounding's number one. I was looking at our blockouts when they were shooting free throws, and they're just beating us in the lane, and we were just slow, getting position. We got to do a better job of that, and then even just, second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds for them. They're just they're really aggressive, and we got to be ready to match that intensity. And I think, like I said, that's the main thing we need to focus on is being patient in the offense, but also doing a better job of rebounding.
Go back to your last game. Did you just kind of get caught up in the run and gun style of Painesville and just couldn't get out of it?
We took the lead, and then all of a sudden they got hot. I mean, they were hitting shots at the volleyball line. They were driving and kicking, and everybody that night for them was knocking them down. And, we just fell behind. We fell behind by, I don't know, it was 23 points and scratched and clawed. And I told the guys that we're going to have a chance to get back in this because Painesville's a team that's going to keep shooting. And for as hot as they were in the beginning, I felt that they weren't going to continue to be that hot. I told them, they might shoot themselves out of it. And they tried, and we just didn't have enough in the tank in the end to close that gap. But credit the kids, to put up 85 points against the zone is pretty darn good. So I told the boys that they did a good job attacking the zone and later on knocking down the shots. It was just a tough hill to climb being down 23 at one point.
So important, you get shooters that will shoot primarily from the outside, but they got to keep shooting. Even if you throw up an offer, you got to keep putting it up there.
Yeah, no doubt. We talked about that. You got to have the mindset when you're a shooter. You got to have the mindset of give me the ball, I'm shooting it. And then some nights, like you said, you're not going to be hot. Maybe try to get inside, get an easy bucket or free throw, and then hop back out there and keep shooting. But yeah, good shooters shoot themselves out of slumps. You're not going to get out of a slump by not shooting.
About a month left in this regular season, games starting to pile up here. How do you keep things fresh for the guys when you're asking them to compete 110% every night?
Yeah, I think our kids have a goal in mind. We kind of know where we're sitting at in the section right now. The conference, it is what it is. You got a bunch of teams that are beating up on each other, and it's just kind of wide open. We know what our section is, and we got a chance to do some damage in the section. It's about continuing to move forward and continue to get better each day. You try to find little ways to motivate them, and also, bring up certain situations. I'm taking my master's right now in coaching, and there was a story I had to read about Michael Jordan the other day. And Michael Jordan didn't only work on the things he was good at. He focused on the things he wasn't good at. And that's why it left him with hardly any weaknesses, So that's what we talked about, and hopefully those guys continue to work on, our weaknesses rather than just being comfortable working on our strengths so that when teams try to take away our strengths, we have something else to go to.
A lot of times this year, the way the conference has shaken out, it's been a lot of splits. Home court advantage is big. You get Holding Court on your home court, but a neutral court coming up Thursday against a team that's on top of the conference. I mean, you beat Maple Lake when they were at top of the conference. You beat Eden Valley Watkins when they were tied for the conference lead. I mean, so you can play with the big dogs in the CMC.
Yeah, and I think that was good for the kids to realize that. That Dean Valley game, that was a big one for us, and then the Maple Lake one as well. But there's still a lot of work we need to do. We got to prepare ourselves for situations. Took some advice from Coach Klein from down in Kimball. We've been working on actually missing some free throws. If we're in that situation where we need to miss a free throw, guys need to practice that. We've been working on 3 seconds left, and we got to go the length of the court. So there's all different aspects of the game that we've been working on lately that, the way we're playing, we've played in some close games. We're going to have to be prepared for those situations, and I think the kids are enjoying that as well.
Coach, good luck here tonight against the Huskers.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Joe Call of the Pioneers on the pregame on You Are Their Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good.
Joining me now in the pregame, he's the head coach of the Huskers, Ron Macala here. Coach, saw you in early January, real close game on your home court. Talk about your team's, you know, ups and downs since then.
Well, that was a great game. We lost by three over at our place there, and we've since then we had a 1-point game at Eden Valley. We actually had that one. We were up with less than a minute left and missed a one front end of a 1-1, and to put us up by three or four, and the guy kid came down and hit a three. So we had to get away at Eden Valley. We had a 2-point game with BBE and one we could have won. Yeah. And we had a 5-point game with Painesville, another one we had a couple late turnovers. And so it's just finishing games for us right now. We're right there. We just need to finish some games.
As a veteran coach, you've had seasons with good success, seasons where you've struggled. How is it different? How do you keep a team, you know, focused in both regards when you're winning a lot of games and maybe when you're not winning as many?
Well, winning games, it's a little easier just because they're hungry, motivated. Yeah. Yep, they're hungry. They see the reward happening, and so that's not as hard. It's maybe harder to focus sometimes just because now we're doing well, so we don't have to work on little things. But so I think there it's more just kind of containing that enthusiasm, and with this one, it's just keeping a positive attitude on it and saying, hey, we're right there, guys. And we looked a couple weeks ago. And we said we got 11 games in February. We could win every one of them. We could lose every one of them. They're right. It's one of those 50-50 deals almost. And the first two, we were right there. And we just didn't quite finish those ones. So with this group, they work hard every day. They come every day to try to get better. And I'm seeing that happen. We just haven't seen it in the win column yet. So we got 3 weeks to finish it. So
who do your players take their cue from? On you know, you can be an emotional leader. You can be a physical leader with your play. Just how you pick up your teammates in the huddle or during practices. You know, who fills that role for holding court?
Well, right now I guess the first one would be Tyson Patrick. He's been on the varsity for 3 years, and he's been in, you know, on teams that have been winning but hasn't had necessarily that leadership role, and now he's kind of having to step into that once in a while. The other two guys I would say right now, Tyler Halls has really improved as an inside player, and when he's on the floor, good things happen for us. And when he gets in foul trouble, it seems like, oh, dang it, we just don't do as well. And so he's really, really a smart kid, and I think that he's, for some reason, that just something happens when he's there that brings a calming presence. And then Junior Jake Ethan has really, really improved this year as well. And he's, the last couple games, got 19 and 15, and he's looking to do some things, take the ball to the hole, and is improving his shot, and he's just been a real positive kid.
What do you take from that first meeting with peers that you'll implement tonight and hopefully get a W?
Well, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball. They get the hands busy, and we got to make sure we just are strong with it and go to the basket with some force. And so on offense, we have to take care of the ball and not turn it over. We average way too many turnovers on the season. The last couple games have been down, and something more manageable. So if we can do that on the offensive end, I think that's going to be a key. On the defensive end, it's just making sure we keep them out of the paint. Make sure, make them shoot contested shots. Don't let them get second chance rebounds, and try to keep them outside.
Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Mackle of the Huskers with us on You Are Their Sports.
All right, just underway. Opening layup here by Michael Leidenfrost as the Pioneers take a quick lead. Now Leidenfrost drives again and scores. Michael's got four in less than a minute, and the Pioneers jump out early here at home against the Huskers of Holding Ford. Michael coming off a career high 19 points down in Painesville last time out. Here's a drive and dish, and Leidenfrost on the defensive side with a steal. Michael now front court for a Jonah Prokot three. It's long, rebound tipped out, deflected out to Prokot again, about 25 feet out on the floor. They will reset with Brandon Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer, Schomer, Shaw, Prokot, and Leidenfrost for the Pioneers. There's a lob down low, tracked down by Jonah. Head fake, power move up and in. Prokot for two. Pioneers are off to a 6-0 start here on their home court as Tyson Hulls works it to the free throw line. Left side for Jake Ethan. Ethan defended by Nick Shaw. Now Stuckmeyer defending on Jacob Walter. Walter off to Hunter Welly, right side. Welly down to the corner for Tyson Patrick. Driving, pulling up over Schomer, short. Shaw has his second rebound. 2 minutes in, it's 6-0. Piers with Schomer into the lane. Up and under, shot up and rolls off. Rebound, they're going to get Schomer on a push. First on Peter, first team foul. 6-0 Pioneers, 15:45 to play here in the opening half from the MAC. Tyson Patrick into the front court. Brother Blake in attendance here tonight. Out top here to Walter, Jacob Walter into the high post. Halls wraps it behind a teammate, cutting. He tried to find Hunter Welly, slashing and threw it behind him into the crowd. Pierce gets it back. Leidenfrost flips it in to Peter Schomer. Walks it across the timeline, met by Jacob Walter. Left side now, Michael Leidenfrost driving on Welly. Still with his dribble alive. Top of the key for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Now Prokot on a post-up, right block. Cross the way, Leidenfrost is open, goes reverse, scores. 6 for Leidenfrost. 8-0 Pioneers. Michael went left to right on the baseline, flipped it underneath. And there's a pass to the corner for Hunter Welly. Ball overhead for Welly, guarded by Michael Leidenfrost. Welly drives the lane, kicks out. Hulls driving and dishing down low to Walter in the corner. Walter will come back out top. Patrick uses a ball fake, comes back to Hunter Welly. For Ethan, left side, guarded by Nick Shaw. Free throw line extended left side. Back to Walter. 14.5 minutes left here at the MAC. Hulls. Backing down on Prokot. Kicks out to Welly again. Long half-court possession here. Patrick guarded by Schomer. Lob into the low post. Hulls looking for some room on Prokot. Prokot staying straight up and down, not drawing any contact. Jump stop into the lane for Ethan. Welly will fire for three from the corner and hit. Hunter Welly puts the Huskers on the board at 8-3. Possession took a little over a minute. And it results in a three. Here's a Stuckmeyer drive and dish to the corner. Now Schomer to the lane and back out top to Leidenfrost. Stuckmeyer. Brandon, one dribble, finds Leidenfrost. Ball fake on Welly, kick to Schomer. Schomer uses the ball fake. Good defense there by Jacob Walter. Prokot left open right side, fires short, rebound, Shaw, bucket. Nick Shaw, right place at the right time, picks up an air ball and drops it in for his first bucket. 10-3, Pierce, 13:30 to go. Right side for Tyler Hulls. Welly into the post. Loose on the floor, and Leidenfrost takes a head-first dive to the hardwood. Held ball to the Huskers, and we'll get substitutions in for both coaches. Jared Prokot and Brent Schilling check in for Pierce. Brendan Yamry for the Huskers as Welly leaves. Coming out is Stuckmeyer and Jonah Prokot for Piers. Pioneers in their home reds, Huskers in their whites. 13:18 left to play here. Piers off to a 10-3 lead. They are looking to throw it in. Ethan, little baby hook in the paint, got it. Jake Ethan, averaging 9.2 per game. Got loose inside, Schilling fires it off Yamry and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pioneers underneath. 13:06 left, 10-5, Piers. Pioneer girls are down in Painesville tonight. Here's Jared Prokot, rejected out by Ethan. It'll stay with Piers. Another throw in here for Peter Schomer. Handed the ball. They lob out front, and Jared elevates and snares it. Now to Schomer, back down to Jared Prokot in the right corner. Jared flips it to the top of the key to Schomer. Left side, Leidenfrost. Michael's got 6 on a good start here offensively for Michael. Into the post, off the hands of Shaw, but it rolls out to Schomer. Now to Nick on the left block, driving up on Ethan for 2. Shaw, that little leaner, has 4. And it's a 12-5 Piers lead to the corner. Yamry quickly back to Hulls. Hulls gets Ethan loose inside and a foul. Jake Ethan will step to the free throw line. Jonah Prokot comes to the scorer's table. And Nick Schall is charged with the foul, his first, team second. So Ethan at the line shooting a pair. Jake averaging 9.2 a game. Missed that one, rimmed out. Here comes Robbie Schaefer and Jonah Prokot in. Peter Schomer and Nick Schall come out. Ethan is a 68% free throw shooter. Trying to convert one of two here. And that one rolls around, and that one drops through. So Ethan with three, Welly with three, and it's a 12-6 Piers lead. Jared Prokot quickly into the front court to younger brother Jonah. Now to Brent Schilling, guarded by Patrick. To the right side for Jonah Prokot. Schaefer boxing out inside, trying to fight for position, doesn't get it. Goes back to the baseline. Schilling's three is way off target. It comes off the window to Hulls, and here comes Walter on a run out, and he'll go to the line for two. I think Brent Schilling or maybe Jonah, one of those two, are going to get this foul. It's Brent Schilling, his first, third foul, and to the line goes Jacob Walter at 7.3 points per game, and a free throw is good. First point for Jacob Walter, 57% from the line. Jacob is a 5'11 senior guard for Ron Mackle and the Huskers. 12-7 with 12:03 to play. Second attempt, up and in. Huskers off to a 3-for-4 start from the free throw line. Schilling in front of the Husker bench. Now deeper to the corner for Jared Prokot. Out to Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost drives on Walter with a scoop. Up in and counted and a foul. Leidenfrost has 8 with a chance for a 9th point here. Michael beats Walter off the dribble. And Walter picks up his first foul. Team's first. And Michael Leidenfrost, a 73% free throw shooter, is good. Already 9 points for Michael Leidenfrost. And now Schomer, Stuckmeyer, and Schall come in as Schilling, Jared Prokot, and Michael Leidenfrost will take a seat on the bench. 11:53 to go. It's Pierce 15, holding 4-8. Opening 6-plus minutes, here comes Christian Willoughby to the scorer's table, as well as Braden Baumgars. Low post move to Hulls. Schaefer defending, comes back out top to Patrick. Patrick working on Schomer with his dribble. Tipped away by Jonah Prokot. Feeds it ahead, and Schomer can't control it to get a shot off, still with his dribble, though. He's at the free throw line, throws it into the paint. Schall muscles it up, and they're going to get hit a player control foul. On Nick Schall. Second on Nick, fourth team foul. Into the lineup, Willoughby, Baumgars, and returning is Hunter Welly. Ethan and Walter sit, as does Tyson Patrick. 11:22 to go, Piers leading by 7 on their home court here. Pioneers will head to St. Cloud State on Thursday and face Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. The conference leaders. Hulls against Schaefer on the dribble drive. Out to Willoughby. Willoughby finds Baumgars. Now Hulls got the angle. Floats one up and scores. Tyler Hulls' first bucket. Averaging 9.1 a game. Hulls just went baseline and dropped it through the cylinder nicely. 15-10. Jonah Prokot now right corner near the end of the Husker bench. Couple of dribbles for Jonah. Still going. Comes out high again to Schomer. 10:40 left in the half. Schomer calling out the play. Goes left corner for Jared Prokot with Willoughby giving him space. Stuckmeyer, foul away from the ball though. It's on holding for it's Brendan Yamry. Away from the ball, his first, Huskers second. And it'll result in a pass in left baseline for Jonah Prokot and the Pioneers to Schomer. Wraps it back to Jonah, draws a double, goes up. Willoughby rejects it right back to Jonah Prokot. Jonah will dribble out to the perimeter. Now to the point with Prokot. Dribble gets a little high on him. Willoughby giving him about 6 feet of space out there. The big 6'6 junior post for the Huskers defending outside. High screen from Jared. They switch. Here's Schomer, right corner. Baumgars defending. Peter off to Jonah Prokot, traveled. Stutter stepped on his drive and turned it over with 10:01 left. Both Prokots, Schomer, Stuckmeyer, and Schaefer on the court. And now Leidenfrost comes to the scorer's table ready to return to action. Michael giving the Pioneers the offensive spark early with 9 of the team's 15 points. Willoughby in the corner left side. Got loose inside to Welly. Back to Willoughby. Steps to the hoop and drops it in. Christian Willoughby. Nice power move by the big man. 3-point game, 15-12. Transition drive here by Schomer cut off. Huskers got back well. Stuckmeyer stopped on the baseline. Patrick comes to the scorer's table as well. Ethan will check in. Deep three by Schomer is good. Peter's in the score column with a three from the top. 18-12. Pioneers by a half a dozen with 9:15 to play. Left corner now to Welly. Back out Willoughby. Willoughby drives on Jared Prokot. Jared's going to get called for a hand check. First on Jared, fifth team foul.
Foul's called on number 11, Jared.
9:07 left, and now we get the substitutes back in. Ethan, Patrick, and Walter for the Huskers. Leidenfrost replaces Schaefer for the Pioneers as Yamri, Hulls, and Baumgars take a seat on the holding forward bench. Baseline left for Hunter Welly. Finds Ethan in the lane. Back out top to Walter. Walter, left side Welly. Halfway through the first half. Piers 18, holding forward 12. Willoughby to Ethan. Top of the key against Jared Prokot. Stuckmeyer defending on the ball defense by Brandon Stuckmeyer. Over to Welly, now to Patrick, working on Peter Schomer. Patrick dribbles left side. Crossover, stop, looks for some help, wraps it around to Ethan. 8.5 minutes, backdoor cut. Prokot tipped it, Jonah with the anticipation. Schomer steam ahead, stops. Back to Michael, three-pointer, Leidenfrost right side, a little bit long. Welly off the rebound. Is fouled. Either Jared Prokot or Brandon Stuckmeyer will get this. One of those two bumped him. And it's Jared Prokot's second, team six. That's going to get Zach Trout into the game because Nick Schall already has two fouls, so he can't realistically come in. So both Schall and Jared will sit with two fouls, and that'll give some minutes here to junior Zach Trout inside. Welly finds Ethan coming down the lane. Back out to Welly for a right side three. It's a little bit short. Willoughby out duels Trout for the rebound and flips it out to Walter in the corner. Jacob Walter through the lane with 8 minutes. Now Welly for three again. In and out. Rebound Schomer. Here's Peter up the near sideline in front of the scorer's table. Cuts to the middle of the court. Free throw line high. Leaves it back for Michael Leidenfrost. To Stuckmeyer. Brandon spins away from Tyson Patrick. Open look, right side, no. Leidenfrost underneath off the Prokot miss, and I think he stepped out of bounds. Too far underneath the hoop was Michael Leidenfrost, and the Huskers will get it back, and Brendan Yamri returns, replacing Hunter Welly. So it's Patrick, Ethan, Walter, Yamri, and Willoughby for the Huskers. Schomer, Stuckmeyer, Leidenfrost, Trout, and Jonah Prokot for Piers. 7:25 to play in the first half. Willoughby posting up on Trout about 8 feet off the basket, and he bounced it away off of Yamri's knee and out of bounds. Turnover. Piers will get it back, but there's going to be a timeout taken by Holding Ford. Short timeout used by Coach Makala with 7:20 to play. Piers by 6. 18-12.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, Husker timeout is over. Team's back to live action as Brandon Stuckmeyer ball handles in front of the Husker bench. They rotate it off. Trout down to Leidenfrost to Stuckmeyer. Back out. Free throw line. Schomer gives the ball to Zach Trout. Five-footer short. Rebound Jacob Walter. 18-12. Piers, we drop under 7 minutes left here at the MAC. Hulls now deep in the right corner. Back out. Ethan, left-hand power drive. Pull-up from eight is good. Jake Ethan has five. And it's a four-point Piers lead. 18-14. Robbie Schaefer prepares to return. Leidenfrost, guarded by Yamri, takes him off the dribble, stopped on the baseline, back out to Prokot. Prokot travels again. Second time he's been whistled for that little stutter step, moving the feet before the ball hits the floor on the dribble. And the Pioneers have to get back on D now as the Huskers, trailing by four, have the ball as Schaefer is in for Trout. Walter, left side against Stuckmeyer, right side Brendan Yamri. Yamri probes the lane, flips it across for Ethan. Ethan stops right at the free throw line, pivots around, comes back out high to Tyson Patrick. Patrick gives the ball up. He cuts through the lane without receiving a return pass. Patrick comes out high now, fires a three, bangs off the window, and elevating for the rebound is Robbie Schaefer. Up ahead in transition, Leidenfrost is going to go right to the basket and draw a foul. This is going to go on Brendan Yamri. That'll be two on him. It'll put Leidenfrost to the line for two free throws. Second on Yamri, third Husker foul of this half, which has just 6 minutes and 2 seconds remaining in it. Two shots. Michael will try and become the first player tonight to get to double figures. And he hit the front of the rim and crawled it over. He's got 10. Piers 19, holding Ford 14. Michael for a second now. The sophomore guard netted that one cleanly through. An 11-point first half for Michael Leidenfrost. Piers by six again, 20-14. Walter ahead to Halls, guarded by Prokot. Here's Yamri being hounded by Leidenfrost. Into the lane, Patrick got denied. Back out, Halls will get a look and hit. Three. Tyler Halls has five. Lead down to three, 20-17. He had Jonah Prokot right in his face and got a good shot off and hit it. In low, here's Jonah. Collects, uses the left hand to go up and score. That's four for Jonah Prokot. 22-17, lead back to five. Walter, drive and dish. Yamri lets fly from the corner. He hits. Brendan Yamri's first points. Two-point game, 22-20. To the corner right side, Stuckmeyer into the post. Cross the way, Schaefer from Prokot for two. First points for Robbie Schaefer tonight. Offensive action picking up here, 24-20. Ethan drives baseline left, goes to the right corner for Hulls. Hulls trying to work on Jonah, tries the up and under, not there. Jake Ethan misses. Leidenfrost muscles the rebound and rips it away from Tyler Hulls. Michael, left-hand dribble drive. Still going deep. Now finds a cutting Stuckmeyer underneath for Schomer. Schomer up and under on Walter. Got it. Five for Peter Schomer. 26-20, Piers. Patrick races ahead. He puts it up, missed it. Hits the deck. No whistle. Here's Schomer with numbers. Five on four. And a travel on Stuckmeyer. They are calling that tonight. That's at least the third time the Pioneers have been whistled. As Schilling will come in for Stuckmeyer at the 4:20 mark. Piers 26, holding Ford 20. Again, first time these two teams played in January, the 10th, in holding Ford. It was a 47-44 Piers victory. Here's Welly posting up on Leidenfrost. Dribbled, now has to pick it up as he lost the handle. Got it to Hulls. Hulls doubled by Prokot and Leidenfrost on the right side of the lane. Tyson Patrick for Braden Baumgars with a strong move over Schaefer. Willoughby cleans it up. Schaefer sends it out of there. Ahead for Michael Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost up for two.
Number 21, Michael Leidenfrost.
13 for Michael. 28-20, Pioneers. Schaefer started that with a rejection. Welly for Willoughby on the perimeter. Down to the corner for Patrick, guarded by Schomer. 3.5 minutes to go across the court for Hunter Welly on the right side. Back out top of the key, Hulls from 20, good. Three-pointer, Tyler Hulls. And the 6'1 senior has 8. They'll leave Schomer alone. He'll fire and miss. Rebound, Willoughby. He had a good box out on Schaefer. 28-23, Piers by 5. Patrick, front court. Man-to-man, Schilling checking Braden Baumgars left side. Baumgars, nice crossover dribble, but left a layup short. The rebound is off of Hulls. Hulls was down to the floor, and it deflected off his shoulder. So Piers gets it with 2:57 left in a fast-paced first half here at the MAC tonight. Pioneers trying to get to the 500 mark in the conference. Leidenfrost out top for Schilling. Schilling, right side drive, threw it away. Jonah was headed to the corner. Schilling wanted to throw it to the low post, and there was nobody home, so the Pioneers will head back on D. 2:43 left in the half. Tyson Patrick ahead to Hunter Welly in front of the Pioneer coaches to my left. Here's a steal on an anticipation by Jonah. Up, and he scores. 6 for Jonah Prokot, 30-23. Jacob Walter prepares to return. That was one of the things Coach Mackle has stressed. They got to take better care of the ball, and there's a Husker turnover as we say it. Too many turnovers, Coach Mackle has stressed. We're hurting his team's chances. And they've turned it over on their last two possessions without getting a field goal attempt off as Stuckmeyer replaces Jonah Prokot. So it's Brent Schilling, Peter Schomer, Michael Leidenfrost, Robbie Schaefer, and Brandon Stuckmeyer right now for the Pioneers, leading by 7 with just over 2 minutes to go. Stuckmeyer, quick ball movement to Schomer. Right side, Leidenfrost. Schilling posting up. Peels away down to the left side. Now Stuckmeyer with those long strides, floats up, missed it, rebound. Tyson Patrick, he's off to the races, trying to thread the needle. It was kicked by Schilling. And so the Huskers will set up an inbounds play on the right baseline with 1:52 left. Patrick will trigger it in. Tyson to the corner. Walter sees a seam, goes inside, and is fouled, I believe, by Michael Leidenfrost. Good acceleration error to the basket by Walter. And Leidenfrost is charged with his first 17 foul. And to the line is Jacob Walter, who's 2 for 2 tonight. His only points were free throw attempts earlier in this half. And now he's 3 for 3. Piers 30, holding forward 24, 1:49 to go in the first half. One more for Walter, the 5'11 senior guard. A little bit long, Schaefer, those two long arms up there with the rebound. Leidenfrost right side, driving. Willoughby tries to stop, a little late to get there. Willoughby will pick up the foul. Leidenfrost going to go back to the line. Christian Willoughby with his first, team's fourth. Michael already 3 for 3 from the line and leading everybody with 13 points tonight. Shooting the first of 2. 14 for Michael. He had 19 Friday, and he's almost there already here in the first half. Jonah Prokot will come in. Free throw is long. Rebound, Schilling. Schilling splits a defender, and it's blocked out by Willoughby. But good work by Brent Schilling. Piers will keep the ball underneath as here's Schilling out. Jonah Prokot in with 1:39 left in the half. Prokot to inbounds, baseline right, into Schomer. Wraparound pass to Jonah. Left hook, got it. Jonah Prokot's got 8. 9-point lead, 33-24. Turned into a 3-point possession for the Pioneers as Leidenfrost made a free throw. Schilling got a rebound and a resulting bucket by Jonah off the inbounds. Here's Baumgars dropping one in and fouled. Braden Baumgars will go to the line for an and one. Pioneer fouls on Jonah Prokot, his first. Husker bench outscoring the Piers bench 7-2 so far here. 1:18 to go and a 33-26 score. Baumgars for 1. And he nets it. 3 points now for Braden Baumgars. Piers leading by six with 75 seconds left in the half. Schaefer comes out to set a high screen. That was slipped by Walter. Now Stuckmeyer's got it at the top. Off for Leidenfrost. Michael. Stuckmeyer rotates left side for Schomer. Schomer stops at the free throw line. Back to Brandon Stuckmeyer. Used up his dribble. 55 seconds left. Now Leidenfrost right side. Prokot being moved off the block inside by Hulls. For Brandon Stuckmeyer. Back out for Schomer right side of the arc. Guarded by Walter. Lazy pass out front, deflected by Baumgars, but Leidenfrost hustles back, and then he lost the dribble. There's bodies all over the floor, and it's out of bounds. They're going to say touch last by a hustling Jacob Walter. Good no call there with 34 seconds left. Length of the floor to go. Schomer and Leidenfrost will bring it up court with Prokot, Schaefer, and Stuckmeyer down on the baseline. Midcourt with 28 now for Peter Schomer. Piers by six, coming up on halftime. Michael Leidenfrost finds Stuckmeyer out front for Schomer. Inside, up, no, Schaefer off the Prokot miss. Four for Robbie Schaefer on a putback, and with 10 seconds left. And a whistle and a travel. There's that same stutter step call on the Huskers this time. Pioneers have plenty of time to get a good look here. 9.1 seconds left. Three quarters of the court to go, leading by eight. They get it in to Schomer. Midcourt with six to the right wing. Drives by Walter. Across for Prokot with 1 second, who scores. And that's the way the half ends. Piers takes their biggest lead at the horn. Piers 37, holding Ford 27 after 18 minutes on You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2019 looks to be more challenging than ever in agriculture, and we want to help you out. We have a large experienced staff and many different brands of feeds with nutritionists available to create a ration to meet your farm's needs at the best low cost per animal per day. We also have a large variety of farm supplies in our stores. So please don't hesitate to call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we wish everyone a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm inviting you to come into our store and experience the design difference. You may be asking yourself, what exactly is the design difference? Here at Design Electronics, we want you to have the best buying experience possible. Our staff goes above and beyond to make sure that when you come into our store for your new Verizon phone, accessory, or service, that you feel like you are treated like a friend, not just another customer. It's our goal that you leave with a smile. So visit us today at Design Electronics in Little Falls and experience the design difference.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Halftime score, Piers 37, holding forward 27 in boys basketball action. That's the largest margin. It was a bucket by Jonah Prokop with 1 second left in the half that established the double-digit lead. For holding forward, they are led by Tyler Halls with 8 points. 5 for Jake Ethan. 3 for Hunter Welly. 3 for Jacob Walter. 3 for Braden Baumgars. Brandon Yamri's got 3, and 2 for Christian Willoughby, playing but not scoring, was Tyson Patrick. Holding forward 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Foul situation. They only committed 4 fouls, so no real serious jeopardy for Coach McAuliffe's squad in that category. 2 on Brendan Yamri, one of their reserve guards. 1 on reserve center Christian Willoughby, and the only starter to get a first half foul was Jacob Walter, who has 1. One timeout used by Coach McAuliffe, so he has 4 left at his disposal for the second half. For the Pioneers, big first half from Michael Leidenfrost. The 6-foot sophomore guard lit it up for 14 first half points. He's joined in double figures by Jonah Prokot's 10. Remember the first meeting in early January, Pioneers didn't have anybody get to double figures in the whole game. Here at halftime, they've got 2. After that, it's a 5-point half for Peter Schomer, 4 for Nick Shaw, 4 for Robbie Schaefer. Playing but not scoring in that half for Coach Call were Brandon Stuckmeyer, and off the bench, Jared Prokot, Brent Schilling, and Zach Trout. Piers was 4 for 5 from the free throw line. They were all attempted and made by Michael Leidenfrost. Jared Prokot and Nick Shaw, 2 fouls apiece. Peter Schomer, Michael Leidenfrost, Jonah Prokot with 1, Brent Schilling with 1. Joe Call didn't use a timeout. He's got a full complement of 5 still available. Piers 37, holding forward 27 at the halftime. We Kicks Dancers are out performing here at the break. Neither team is back out of the locker room at half, so we'll give us time to come back, take a look at C-Squad and JV results, and a look at a busy night in high school athletics around Central Minnesota after this. Piers by 10 at halftime over Holding Ford.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker. Providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, halftime score. Pioneers are just now coming back out onto the floor. They lead holding forward by 10, 37-27. Pierce C squad was a winner tonight, 54-20. The JV won as well, 48-40. So the boys are looking for a program sweep here tonight. As we look at the action, there was one game in the conference for the boys last night, Maple Lake winning 58-54 in Kimball. There was one game tonight called off, and that was the two teams are at the top of the conference. It was BBE scheduled to play at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. They will play that on Saturday down in Howard Lake. Maple Lake is at Eden Valley Watkins tonight. Painesville is playing in Kimball. Right now, you look at the CMC boys standings. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead has a lead. They are 6-2. BBE is 5-2. Maple Lake, with their win last night, is now 6-3. Eden Valley Watkins is 5-3. Painesville's 5-4. Pierce 4-5. Kimball 2-6. And this holding four team is 0-8. Pierce will meet Howard Lake Waverly Winstead Thursday at St. Cloud State University. Other games on the boys' side of the ledger tonight include Foley at Albany, Cathedrals at Malacca, Moore at Becker, the Little Falls Flyers are in Zimmerman tonight. Annandale visiting New London Spicer High School, Sauk Center home to ACGC. Long Prairie Gray Eagles at Swanville, Browerville at St. John's Prep, Verndale's at Uppsala, Osakis at Royalton. In the Central Lakes tonight, Fergus Falls visiting Wilmer, Tech at Brainerd, Moorhead is down in Alex, Sauk Rapids Rice at Ricori, Apollo, Crosstown at Sartell. Pine City's at Bram, Hinkley Finlayson has a home game with the Barnum Bombers, Isle at Onania, East Central at Rush City, up north Aikens at Detroit Lakes, Staples Motley at Crosby Ironton, Proctor is at Esco. Right now in 7AA, Piers would be a 5 seed and be looking at a game at Moose Lake Willow River. Right now the current 7AA standings have CI the number 1, Pequot Lakes number 2, Esco 3, Moose Lake Willow River 4, followed by Piers. Pillager would be a 6 seed, Barnum 7, and Aiken 8. On the girls' side, Pioneers are down in Painesville this evening. Kimball's at Holding Ford. Maple Lake's at home with a non-conference game against Holy Family Catholic. And Albany, non-conference at Eden Valley Watkins. Long Prairie Gray Eagle at Swanville. Staples Motley's in Osakis. New London Spicer at Annandale. Wilmer at Fergus. Brainerd at Tech. Ricori at Sauk Rapids. Sartell at Apollo. Number 1 ranked Sauk Center at Bold. Morris area is at Melrose. Cathedral is at Pequot. Little Falls home tonight to Becker. Malacca at Pine City. Royalton playing in Foley. Aiken at Mora. Rush City at Ogle. We get an update from Painesville where the girls playing well tonight. They lead Painesville at halftime 35-14. Second half action coming up. Pierce looks to add to their 10-point lead over Holding Ford when we come back.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, Pioneers. turn it over on their opening possession, a traveling violation. So here's Huskers' first touch, trailing by 10, just 20 seconds into the half. 37-27, Tyler Hulls backing down on Prokot. It was stripped loose to Ethan. Ethan up, no. Rebound tipped out to midcourt, and Patrick saves it over to Walter. No backcourt violation, ahead to Welly. Hunter Welly steps across the timeline, guarded by Michael Leidenfrost. No points yet in the half. Down low, Leidenfrost denies a pass into Welly, tipping it out of bounds. It'll stay with holding forward. 17-13 to play. Baseline right pass in. Tyson Patrick has the duties to throw it in. Referee hands him the basketball. He lobs out. Leidenfrost saw it coming and leaps up to snare it. Michael spins, leaves it off for Prokot for two. 12 for Jonah, an assist for Leidenfrost, and a steal. Patrick stops at the free throw line, hands it off to Welly, now to Hulls. Just over a minute gone by. Here's a nice move by Welly inside. He scores. Gives Hunter Welly five in the game. Each team with a field goal here. 39-29, ball deflected by Ethan, right back to Leidenfrost, who made the initial pass. To the wing right side for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Down to Schomer in the right corner. Here's Prokot posting up. Denied nicely. Throws up a hook and traveled. No basket. That's a shot Jonah's gone to here tonight several times. That little hook with the left hand. But a traveling violation. Robbie Schaefer is coming in and Nick Shawl is coming out. On a substitution for Coach Joe Call. With 16 and a half minutes to play. Piers leading by 10. 39-29. Hunter Welly's got the ball right side, guarded by Michael Leidenfrost. Now Schaefer guards Ethan out on the perimeter. Hulls down low. Ethan gets it. Baseline rattles out. Rebound. Up there is Prokot. Halfway down and out. Up ahead, Stuckmeyer. Back out to Schomer. Schomer looking to drive. Go to Michael. Michael gives the ball to Brandon, who fires from about 23 and hits Brandon Stuckmeyer. First points of the night for Stuckmeyer, and he was well behind the arc. 42-29, biggest lead of the night now. Here's Welly getting loose inside, waits for Schaefer to fly by and lays it up and in. Welly's got all four for holding forward in the half, seven in the game. 42-31, Stuckmeyer to Schaefer, baseline, muscles up on Ethan, player control foul on Robbie Schaefer. Flew out that elbow, and Robbie's got his first personal, first of the half on Pierce. Shawl in, Schaefer out with 15-32 to play. Ron Makala up instructing his team on their offense. Pierce by 11 here. They have led the entire way tonight. Right side for Welly. Hunter Welly holding, looking down to Ethan in the right corner, defended by Nick Shawl. Back to the point for Hulls, guarded by Prokot. Hulls floats one up and scores. Tyler Hulls in double figures with 10. A little baseline floater has worked a couple of times. Here's an elbow jumper. Schomer buries it. Seven for Peter Schomer. Team's trading field goals. 44-33, Piers by 11. Just under 15 minutes left. Now Welly's got it, guarded by Michael Leidenfrost. Patrick goes all the way across the baseline, and it was lost off the dribble by Tyson. Turnover. Piers will get it, looking to build on their 11-point advantage. With Stuckmeyer, Schomer, Leidenfrost, Shawl, and Jonah Prokot. It's Patrick, Welly, Walter, Hulls, and Ethan, the original starting five for holding forward out there. Schomer for Shawl, quickly down for Michael Leidenfrost. Back to Shawl, inside, tipped away, but it finds its way. Leidenfrost picks it up and can't get a shot, so he comes out top where Schomer fires and missed. Rebound tipped. Shawl had it stripped by Hulls, comes to Stuckmeyer. Back out for Michael. Leidenfrost now calls the play. Drives and draws contact. Foul on the drive by Leidenfrost. Not a shooting foul. Walter picks up his second. First holding forward foul of the half with 14:09 left. Piers by 11 with the ball on the sideline. Prokot goes across Schomer for Shaw. Foul. Nick Shaw will shoot two. This foul is on the Huskers' Hunter Welly. His first, Huskers' second. Shaw for a pair. Nick's got 4 points tonight. He averages 6.5 a game. In and out. Piers now 4 for 6 from the line. Shaw becomes the first Pioneer other than Leidenfrost to attempt a free throw this evening. 14:06 to play. 44-33. Shaw got that one to crawl over the front lip and drop through. 5 for Nick Shaw. It's 45-33. Piers by 12. Leidenfrost working on the defensive end. Hulls to Walter. Baseline. Hammered by Prokot. That'll be 2 on Jonah. Second team foul, and it'll be Walter to shoot 2. 13:55 to play. Walter is 3 for 4 tonight from the stripe. 3 points for number 3. That one back rim and up and through. 4 now for Jacob Walter. 45-34. A make here would cut it to 10. That one is long, and the rebound is snared by Jonah Prokot. Up ahead to Michael Leidenfrost. Michael will put it up and score! 16 for Michael. The quick lead pass from Prokot got Michael out in space, and he finished. Tyson spins into the lane, kicks to Halls, and he gets bodied hard by Michael. Michael just got caught out of position there and picks up his second foul, third team. Yamri is going to come in. Yamri for Welly. 13:36 remain. Second half action from the MAC. Piers 47, holding forward 34. Baseline left, Brendan Yamri to Hulls. Thought about it, instead goes out top. Walter stops in the lane with his back to the basket. And now they've got space out front with Patrick. Patrick almost leaned in instead. Ball tipped out, and it rolls through a couple of sets of hands, I believe, touched last by Nick Shaw. Here's Jared Prokot checking in. Always good to see a vintage Opal Bears T-shirt in attendance. You know, the odds are high that you'll see something on Opal when holding Ford's in town just outside the suburbs of Holding Ford. To the east, Tyler Hulls looking for an Ethan screen, uses it to get into the lane. Now Yamri, open three, long rebound, Ethan. Ethan across the way, Yamri in traffic, scores off the glass. It's 5 for Brendan Yamri. 47-36 as Willoughby comes to the scorer's table. Quick rotation to Stuckmeyer on the right side. Now Schomer back to Leidenfrost. To Brandon. Drives on Yamri. Jared's three just got the back of the rim, and in the corner left side, Schomer has no option but to fire it off the knee of Jacob Walter and out of bounds, and they'll reset. 12:39 to play. I think Joe Call wants a timeout or no? Nope, they're going to inbounds. Two subs in for the Huskers. Willoughby's in. Braden Baumgar's back in. Jonah off the inbounds. Blocked by Willoughby. Right back to Jonah as he comes back out to the perimeter. 12.5 minutes left. Leidenfrost right side. Inside for Schomer. Sees Prokot. Prokot got stopped by the brick wall of Christian Willoughby. Here's Halls up court and a reach in on Jonah. That'll be 3 on Jonah. Fourth team foul of the half. Pass in on the sideline for Tyler Hulls with 12:17 left. Piers 47, holding forward 36, our score. It's been holding right in that double-digit range here since halftime when Piers led 37-27 at the break. Hulls out to Baumgars. Left side three, too long. And Prokot gets knocked to the floor. This will go on Christian Willoughby. It'll be number 2 on the 6'6 junior, Christian Willoughby.
Calls called on number 50.
Third holding forward foul of the half. Second personal on Willoughby. 12:01 to go. Stuckmeyer into Schomer, who will walk it up court. Baumgars awaits him at the timeline. Bounce pass right side for Brandon Stuckmeyer. Brandon finds Jonah, who pops from 18 too long. Rebound tipped by Schomer out to Jonah. Reset now for the Pioneers. Circling around out front is Peter Schomer with 11:35 to play in this ball game. Michael's got it left side against Patrick. Jared Prokot flashes high. Finds Stuckmeyer on the right side. Quickly back to Schomer, left to the top of the key. Schomer guarded by Braden Baumgars. Looking for help. Got all of the timeouts left, guys. Now down low. Jared goes up with that hook. Willoughby will be, I believe, picking up his third foul, and Jared Prokot is going to shoot a pair. Three on Willoughby. Fourth team foul. That'll bring Jake Ethan back in after this first free throw attempt. Jared looking to get on the score column here with 11:13 left. And he's in the score column. Free throw for Jared Prokot makes it 48-36. Now Ethan in, Willoughby out. One more for senior Jared Prokot. Jared averaging about 5.9 a game. Gets one of two. Ethan collects the rebound off a tip from Jonah Prokot. Braden Baumgars. Ball handles into the front court. Ethan near the volleyball line. Left side, Tyler Hulls. 11 minutes left. Leidenfrost, a near steal. Got through to Baumgars and contact. They're going to wave off the basket. No, they're going to count the basket. Prokot whistled for his fourth, and Baumgars will get the basket and a free throw. 48-38. Baumgars is looking to get it to single digits. Short rebound. Baumgars got his own miss. To Yamri. Top for Hulls. The three-pointer is off. Rebound Yamri. Strip going up, and Jonah might have fouled out. Nope, it's Schomer. Schomer gets his second, team's fifth. Now Jonah will come out. Schaefer will come in with 10:46 to go. 48-38. Baumgars to Hulls at the free throw line. Gets around Jared, leans in and gets contact. And Tyler Hulls will shoot free throws. This will go on Jared Prokot, his third. Six team fouls, and Joe Call wants to use a timeout. Piers by 10 with 10:43 to play.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emlyn Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, out of the timeout, Tyler Hull misses the first. His second is around, around, and that crawls off the rim into the hands of Stuckmeyer. Piers by 10 with the ball on the other end, right to the basket, and scoring is Peter Schomer. Peter with 9, and it's 50-38. The lead back to 12 as Hulls has it at the point. Stops his dribble, one bounce pass to the right to Hulls. Hulls stops at the line, back out to Baumgars. Baumgars challenged by Schaefer, tipped out to Yamri. Yamri to the corner, back out Ethan. Ethan got inside over Leidenfrost for two. 7 now for Jake Ethan. 50-40. Schomer, guarded by Baumgars, finds Brandon Stuckmeyer out top. Jump stop, right side of the lane, flipped to a wide open Schaefer under the hoop. Robbie Schaefer with six. Good job by Stuckmeyer finding the opening man. 9:45 left, 52-40, Pioneers. Yamri out top. Right side, Ethan with Shaw to the corner, Baumgars. Right side for Tyson on the wing. Front of the Husker bench, now out top as Brent Schilling prepares to check in. Braden Baumgars has it, lob in. Hulls with good post-up position in the lane, put it on the floor, and that's right where Michael Leidenfrost does his best work. He went down and picked it clean, and back the other way is Schomer. Schomer, right side for Schaefer. Robbie out for Michael Leidenfrost now. We're down to 9 minutes and 8 seconds left in the ball game. Piers leading by a dozen. Michael spins, looks, fall away from about eight. No good. Rebound tipped to Hulls. Shaw got a piece of that, but Hulls was there. Here's Tyler Hulls to the corner for Braden Baumgar. Stops, got Leidenfrost off his feet, missed, and Schaefer cleans it up. 8:45 to go. Schomer back the other way, still up by 12. Left side of the free throw line from 18. Schomer buries it. That's 11 for Peter. Timeout holding Ford. 8:34 to go. The Pioneers have taken a 14-point lead on the Huskers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
All right, the Pioneers have their biggest lead of the night. It's Piers 54, holding Ford 40, a 14-point lead. 17-13, Piers has outscored the Huskers here in the second half. Schomer's bucket gives him 11. Jonah Prokot's got 12. Michael Leidenfrost with 16, the top three in the score column for the Pioneers. Yamri working on Brent Schilling. To Hulls out near the volleyball line, defended by Robbie Schaefer. Here's a Patrick three, long, and it hit the support. That's a dead ball on the strap. 8:17, Piers will get the ball back, up by 14. Schilling, Schomer, Leidenfrost, Schall, and Schaefer. We should call him Michael Schleidenfrost. Then you've had Schomer, Schaefer, Schilling, Schall, and Schleidenfrost. Left side for Schaefer. Schomer's got it into the lane. Eight-footer bangs off the window, right to Shaw. Muscle and off the rim, but a foul. Nick's going to shoot two. Good work on the glass by Nick Shaw, and Hulls picks up the foul, his first, team's fifth. Nick is one of two tonight. He's collected 5 points for the Pioneers. 7:55 left. Up and long, no good. One more. Pioneers head to St. Cloud and St. Cloud State University on Thursday to take on Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted, the conference leaders. Up and long on that one. Rebound for Jacob Walter. Empty trip for the Pioneers. Now Ethan. Off for Walter. High post for Hulls. Back out Ethan. Ethan drives, jump stop, over Shaw and in.
Number 44, Jake.
And Jake Ethan now with 9, right about his season scoring average of 9.2. Brent Schilling has it left side. Fired awkwardly at the shoe tops, and it's picked up by Leidenfrost. That ball was rolling. Now Schomer loses Walter, elevates, missed. Leidenfrost out-duels Yamri inside for the rebound, and we get a whistle. Foul coming on the Huskers, Brendan Yamri, his third. 6 team fouls now. Each team with 6 fouls. Well, they got Piers for 7. Here's Schomer to throw it in, right baseline. Leading by 12. Bounce pass into Robbie Schaefer, and he is fouled. Robbie will go to the line for the bonus. Walter picks up his third. So Schaefer with a trip to the line here. Robbie is only 3 for 16 this year from the line. But that one looked like he was about a 100% free throw shooter. He hit that one. 7 tonight for Robbie Schaefer. He's averaging 2.8 a game. Stuckmeyer will check in. 7:18 to play. And Robbie hit nothing but net on 2 free throws. Sometimes statistics don't tell you the whole story. Here's Robbie Schaefer. Prior to those two, was shooting 18% from the line. He was 3 for 16. But didn't even draw iron as he now has 8 points tonight. 56-42, 7 minutes left to play in the ball game. Ethan driving, stopped by Shaw. Pivots around for Hulls, right side. Hulls puts it on the floor against Schaefer. Wheeling, floating, missing. Schaefer snares the rebound. Looking to outlet. Ethan knocked it loose. Jake Ethan with a steal. Pulls up from 17 and hits. That was all Jake Ethan, the steal and the bucket. 11 for Jake Ethan tonight. 6:35. Jake's dad, Tom, worked the girls' game last night. He's seated just to my right. Here's a drive by Leidenfrost out to Schaefer in the corner. Now Schomer back to Michael. Michael will work it out front again to Peter Schomer. 6:15 to go. Piers leading by 12. Schaefer, free throw line, down low for Shaw, swatted out by Ethan, but right to Stuckmeyer, who finds Leidenfrost back out top. Guarded by Patrick. Michael drives and Schomer, free throw line, left corner now for Michael. Inside Schaefer, little soft touch and a bucket. 10 for Schaefer tonight. Another assist for Leidenfrost, who's doing a little bit of everything and a lot of some things tonight. 5:44 to play. Ethan got trapped down low, threw it away to Schomer. Schomer on the run out. Hit the bottom of the rim. Back the other way, Patrick. Full head of steam with Leidenfrost back. Finds an open Hulls for the bucket and the foul. Tyler Hulls will shoot one. Hulls now with 12. Schaefer charged with the foul, his second. And Jonah Prokot is going to check in after the Hulls free throw, if it's successful. No, before the free throw. It's a one-shot opportunity. Schomer's coming out. Jonah's in. And now Brent Schilling will check in as well. 5:31 to play as Michael Leidenfrost will come out. Pierce 58, holding forward 46. Hulls long, rebound Walter. Back to Patrick at the point. Now for Tyler Hulls, 5:25 to play. Jake Ethan goes baseline on Shaw. And a travel. He got caught underneath. Nowhere to go with it. Turnover. Huskers are going to put some pressure on here. They are down by 12. Just haven't been able to close the gap. Back and forth. Prokot and Schilling working up court. Now middle for Stuckmeyer. Underneath Schaefer. Bucket. Good ball movement. Robbie Schaefer has 12. Pierce 60. Holding forward 46. Walter, free throw line, now backs off to Brendan Yamry. Yamry guarded by Stuckmeyer. Left-hand pass down to Ethan in the corner. To the corner right side. Hulls, open look. Three is good. Timeout, Huskers. Hulls now with 15. The lead is 11. 60-49. Piers, 4:49 to play.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hi, I am Evelyn Gall.
I am Preston Marshall.
And I am Madison Gross.
Together we are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education, where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity in Pierce is that school.
At Holy Trinity,
Your children will learn in an environment filled with faith formation. The small class sizes provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is affordable with variable tuition available. Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Pioneers inbounds. They get it deep to Shaw. A little bit short. Nick is on rebound. Up and out again. Underneath Shaw, a third time, is fouled. Shaw a little upset with himself, wondering what he's got to do to get one to drop. The foul is on Jake Ethan, his first. Eighth Husker foul. Nick is going to shoot a couple of free throws here. 4:36 left to play. Nick tonight is 1-for-4. He's got 5 points. That one's good. Nick averages 6.5. He's now got 6. 4:36 to go. It's a 12-point lead, 61-49. One more for Nick. Around and rolled off. Rebound almost taken by Stuckmar, but pulled away by Hulls. Hulls drives, missed. And on the way down, a foul. Ooh, I think Walter got an elbow as he holds his forehead, picking himself up off the deck. Schaefer's going to get the foul, his third.
Foul's called on number 5, Robbie Schaefer.
Ninth Pioneer foul. And Walter's feeling that one, holding right over his left eye, it looks like. I'm sure if he got an elbow or something, but now he's walking off, just kind of wincing and... Woo! He just took his hand away from his eye, and his eye is already black. Get some ice on that. He's got a nick under the left eye there. Some kind of abrasion. That's not black. It's an abrasion. Bag of ice right to the underneath the left eye of Jacob Walter. He'll head out of the gym and get that taken care of. At the line is Hunter Welly shooting the free throws for Walter. And it's good. Hunter Welly makes the first. He's got 8 points tonight. .423 to go. One more for Welly. And that one is long. Rebound lost by Stuckmeyer. Ethan puts it up off balance. No. Back the other way is Schomer. Up ahead, Pioneers with numbers. Stuckmeyer to Leidenfrost. Michael with a power move to the basket. Foul will send Michael to the line with 4:10 left. Foul is called on Hunter Welly, number 2 on him. And Leidenfrost, who had 14 in the first half, now has 16 in the game. He's made 4 of 5 free throws. That one is good. 5 for 6 tonight. 17 for Leidenfrost on the heels of a 19-point game Friday. One more for Michael. Good as well. Leidenfrost with 18 tonight, 63-50. Here's Welly. Finds Ethan on the right side. Jump stop against Shaw. To the baseline, Yamri finds Welly open on the right side, doesn't shoot, instead finds Patrick on the right side for a three. That's long rebound up ahead. Here's Jared Prokot. Prokot, strong move to the basket for 2. 3 points for Jared Prokot tonight. 65-50, Piers by 15 with 3:35 left to play. Hulls down for Yamri. For Ethan in the lane, back for Welly. Welly leans in and missed. Rebound, Jared Prokot clears for Schomer. Up ahead for Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer will scoop and miss. Shaw somehow snuck in for the board. Back for Brandon's 3, left side, good! Stuckmeyer, left side 3 in front of the Pioneer bench. 6 points for Stuckmeyer tonight. 18-point cushion now, 68-50. Here's Hulls wheeling inside, cut off by Prokot, who never left his feet. Here's Ethan challenging Shaw. 8-footer in the paint is good for Jake Ethan. That gives the senior 13 tonight for the Huskers. Prokot, that's Jared Prokot across the timeline. Over and back. Schomer had not crossed over yet and set his feet into the front court when he received the pass, and the backcourt violation is correctly called. 2:45 left. Joe Call looks down the bench, and he's going to send Brent Schilling in for Brandon Stuckmeyer. We haven't seen Jacob Walter come back yet after that little cut under his left eye. Patrick not able to lose Schomer, so he finds Yamri as Braden Baumgars checks in, takes a knee at the scorer's table. Halls with a strong move to the rim, scores.
Number 24, Tyler Halls.
17 for Halls tonight. Huskers battling. Prokot front court, cross the way for Michael now, left side, guarded by Yamri. 2:15 left to play here in Piers tonight. Schomer, left side for Michael Leidenfrost. Out for Schilling. Right side, Jared Prokot. Drives, attacks, missed. Shaw on the left side. No, Shaw again, yes.
That's number 45, Nick Shaw.
8 tonight for Nick. 70-54, Patrick baseline spin, fall away is short. Leidenfrost might got a piece of that. Schomer's got the ball with a minute 45 to go. And he had it knocked loose, and they're going to say touch last by Peter. And so the Huskers will take over. And we got Charles Picard in, Cody Kimmon in, and Ryan Stuckmeyer in. The Huskers will bring in Aaron Welly, Blake Niemeyer coming in, Christian Willoughby coming in, Shaw, Stuckmeyer, and Schomer sit. Aaron Welly will pass in front of the Husker bench to Willoughby coming to the ball. 100 seconds left to play. Here's Hunter Welly up and in from the left side. Power move there.
Hunter Welly.
He's in double figures with 10 tonight. 70-56. Jared Prokot looking for Picard inside. Kick ball by Willoughby. Stops the clock with a minute 26. So it's Kimmon, Picard, Schilling, Jared Prokot, and Ryan Stuckmeyer on the court. Pierce 70, holding forward 56. Picard off the inbounds, no. Rebound, Jared underneath for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Now for Kimmon. Cody, back for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Kimmon pivots around, Stuckmeyer comes over. Here's Jared Prokot out on the floor. Loose ball knocked out of bounds. Touched last by Blake Niemeyer of the Huskers. 1:06 to play. Kimmon to throw it in. Finds Schilling at the volleyball line. Picard sets a solid screen. Pass deflected over to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Under a minute left here. Ryan flips it left side for Jared Prokot. Drives to the bucket and draws contact, and Jared will go to the line. They're going to get the foul on Braden Baumgars. Double bonus here. I think it was a shooting foul anyway for Jared. 47 seconds to go. Jared's got 3 points tonight, 1 of 2 from the line. 47 seconds left, 70-56. That one is long. Schilling replaced by Noah Sakulla. For the Huskers, their next game is Friday. They'll stay on the road to Kimball, then Saturday play at Painesville. So they got two more games yet this week. Jared gets the back end of two. So 4 tonight for Jared Prokot. Here's a 3-pointer by Hunter Welly. Hit the back of the rim. Willoughby fights for the rebound. Left hand is off. Aaron Welly up and good. Aaron Welly gets into the score column with 30 seconds left. 71-58. Jared Prokot. Right side three for Jared is good. Seven for Jared. And the final possession here for the Huskers. Willoughby out for Welly. Aaron Welly will drive, put it up over Noah Sakulla. Rebound tip off to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Ryan will peel out of there. The horn will sound, and the Pioneers have won by 16 tonight. 74-58, Piers over Holdingford in CMC boys basketball.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2019 looks to be more challenging than ever in agriculture, and we want to help you out. We have a large experienced staff and many different brands of feeds with nutritionists available to create a ration to meet your farm's needs at the best low cost per animal per day. We also have a large variety of farm supplies in our stores. So please don't hesitate to call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we wish everyone a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Hi, Steve here from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Are you tired of rising prices? Don't worry, Dish has you covered. Upgrade your TV service to Dish and get one stable price guaranteed for 2 years. No tricks, no gimmicks, just top-notch TV service at the same monthly price for 2 years. Don't miss out. Visit Design Electronics, your local Dish authorized retailer in Little Falls, or call us at 320-632-1780 to experience award-winning service from Dish.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Offer end.
This is Jason Nickleby, Director of Officials for the Minnesota State High School League and a 2000 graduate of Woodbury High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Uni Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Pioneers lead wire to wire here tonight as they defeat Holdingford and sweep the season series. A 74-58 victory is tonight's final score. For the Huskers, they are led tonight by Tyler Hulls with 17, 13 for Jake Ethan, 10 for Hunter Welly. After that, off the bench, Brendan Yamry and Braden Baumgars, 5 apiece. Jacob Walter has 4. 2 each for Aaron Welly and Christian Willoughby. Playing but not scoring was Tyson Patrick and Blake Niemeyer. As the head coach of the victorious Pioneers joins us, Joe Call here up on press row. And the Pioneers get a win tonight to start a week where you get conference-leading Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted tonight, but got to feel good about your team's performance coming right out of the gate strong with the play of Michael Leidenfrost sparking you early and holding that and maintaining it, never really hitting that drive patch that allowed Holdingford to get back in this one tonight.
Yeah, the boys came out and fought hard. Coach Macklow said, you know, our guys outworked their guys tonight, and I think at times we did, and I think at times they outworked us, but in the end, the scoring column showed us victorious. I told the boys in the locker room, you know, we strive to be perfect. As coaches, we strive to have you guys play perfect, and, you know, sometimes we push you a little bit to make sure you're doing the right thing. You know, even when we're up by whatever 15 or whatever it is, we're still going to get on you guys to be perfect, to stop drive and to rotate and get your hands up and all that stuff. And they got to take that upon themselves of you know, turn that into production on the floor. And I think they did a good job of that. And you know, like you said, we got a tough game coming up here on Thursday, and where I think we'll be ready for it.
In that Masters coaching class you're taking at Southwest State, do they tell you, though, that there's never been a perfect game played? No matter how hard you push your guys, you're not going to get it.
Only in baseball, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. I thought tonight, as I've seen the numbers come across as the season's gone along, turnovers have been starting to be minimized, and that's what you like to see, the guys controlling the ball, valuing the possessions more and more as we get later into this season.
Yeah, we've been focusing a lot on passing in practice, whether it's just passing to a partner, a simple chest pass, simple bounce pass. And you wouldn't believe how many of our athletes throughout the program you know, just don't have the right rotation on the ball on a chest pass, you know, a bounce pass. And just working with those things and using your legs to pass and focusing on those things. You saw it tonight here at the end, a couple passes got deflected because we were passing them flat-footed. And those are some things we've been focusing on. And if we continue to work on our passing, that's going to knock down on some of those turnovers. But I think the other thing, too, is we're being a little more aggressive on the perimeter, looking to attack when we're supposed to, you know, and then find that open guy when we're attacking or just going to the hoop strong and finishing.
That's 10 wins for the guys, and that had to be a probably maybe not a major goal for this team, but it is certainly a nice milestone here in your third season to get to double figures in the win column.
Yeah, we brought that up too, and you know, like we said, we can't be satisfied with it, but you know, you got to be proud of the boys the way they've come out this year, and you know, found ways to win, and like you said, going from 3 wins to 4 wins and now up to 10. It does feel good. It makes the drive home a lot easier and a lot less stressful, that's for sure.
Well, I know you've known Coach Mackala for many, many, many years, and you can certainly empathize with kind of what he's going through because you were in that same boat, you know, that is struggling to find wins in your first couple of years here.
It is tough. After the last game, you know, things got a little emotional in the locker room because not only have we been in that situation, but you think about the situation they're in, you know, with all the things that have happened.
Coach Myers,
just, it's so much there, so much stress and tough times to go through. You know, I told Mackla, if he needs anything, you know, let me know. I know how it goes, and just keep working hard. There's some good players on that squad, and they're going to be able to build off a lot of those guys.
So now we turn our sights to conference-leading Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. Their game today with BBE postponed till Saturday, so they're going to be fresh coming in. There was that crazy ending with the technical late here the first time you got them. So, I mean, you're right there neck and neck with Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. Of course, the Bangasser, Noah Bush is playing well for them lately. They've got some size to contend with on the bigger floor here at St. Cloud State Thursday. That should be a really fun ball game. Guys got to be ready to strap it on from the opening tip.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, you know, they're a conference leader right now, and I think our guys are motivated to continue to show that we can compete with the top teams in the conference. And you know, it's good motivation for us coming in, you know, off of a loss against those guys, and you know, there should be a good drive there to get after things and play an entire game all out.
Coach, we'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, Rick.
That's Coach Joel Call. Pioneers win tonight 74-58. We'll run through the scoring totals after this.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Phelan Meats in Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service.
a truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and...
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Pierce 74, Holding Ford 58. Three Huskers in double figures, 17 for Tyler Hulls, 13 for Jake Ethan, 10 for Hunter Welly. Coach Ron Makula's squad drops to 1-15 overall, 0-9 in the CMC. Two more tries at it this week for the Huskers. Back-to-back nights on Friday, Saturday, both on the road at Kimball. Friday at Painesville, Saturday afternoon. Their next home game will be against Swanville on the 19th. Pioneers are paced tonight by Michael Leidenfrost, 18. They also get double figures from Jonah Prokop with 12, Robbie Schaefer with 12, and 11 for Peter Schomer. Another four-man double-digit night. That's kind of become the norm for this team. And just off the pace, Nick Shaw with 8, Jared Prokop with 7. Brent Schilling, Noah Sakulla, Zach Trout, Ryan Stuckmeyer, Charles Picard, and Cody Kimmon all got in the game, but not the scoring column. So the Pioneers now improved to 10-9 overall, 500 in the conference at 5-5, and they take on conference leader Howard Lake Waverly Winsted Thursday night, Hollenbeck Hall at St. Cloud State University, the next time out for Coach Joe Call's squad. That will technically be a road game. It's a neutral site. The home game was here when Howard Lake defeated the Pioneers by 4, 55-51. Girls' score has gone final and go figure a night after losing by 10 to Kimball, a Kimball team that had been beaten by Painesville in their prior game. Pierce beats Painesville by 37 tonight, 67-30. Courtney Strohmeyer, another strong game with a 16-point effort. She had 15 last night. Kylie Wytoszek with 11. Rebecca Langer with 10. 9 for Emily Sedlovsky. Emily Daler with 8. Laura Skiba, 6. Decor Iverson, 3. Amaya Rushlow and Anna Taylor, 2 apiece. So the girls win down in Painesville handily, 67-30. It's official now. The wrestlers are the 4 seed. Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus, the 5 seed. They'll tangle up in Thief River Falls on Saturday at 12:30 after the 11 a.m. pigtail rounds. The winner of the Pierce-Pequot match will take on top seed Perham, and that should happen around 2:30. That'll be Saturday up at Ralph Engelstead Arena in Thief River Falls. We'll see you Thursday, Hollenbeck Hall. Pioneers will try and knock off conference-leading Howard Lake Waverly Winsted. Game time 7:15 here on your weather.